This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org.
On Ben Watch.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. The Federal Reserve starts a two-day meeting today. Chair Ben Bernanke and the rest of the Fed will talk a lot about inflation, but not many people expect to see a change in the key interest rate. Worries about inflation are global. British mining giant Rio Tinto has just pushed up the price of its iron ore by almost 100%. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
Rio has just pulled off the largest annual hike in the price of its iron ore. The company is charging its Chinese customers an extra 96.5%. The massive increase reflects booming demand for ore. Steelmakers in China, India and South Korea are scrambling to get their hands on the stuff. The miners are struggling to keep up. The price rise is bound to feed through into the cost of a whole range of products. Javier Blas is a mining correspondent with the Financial Times.
From cars to construction reinforcing rods to machinery, all that is on our daily lives that is made on steel is going to go up.
He says Rio's price hike is interesting for another reason. There's very little financial trading in iron ore. It's just miners and steelmakers doing business. The soaring price cannot be blamed on speculators. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Investors just don't believe lost oil production in Nigeria is going to be back up and running anytime soon. Shell still dealing with a shutdown after a militant attack last week, and reports say Chevron had to stop production in Nigeria, too. That's one reason why oil prices are above $137 a barrel this morning. Another is new European Union sanctions against Iran. Fuel costs are actually causing Toyota to slow down. The company may scale back its ambitious target of selling more cars in the U.S. this year than it did last year. Toyota's executive VP said today even the Prius can't make up for a drop-off in sales of trucks and SUVs. The Dow dropped less than a point yesterday to 11,842. The Nasdaq fell more than 20 points to 2385. The S&P lost a fraction to 1318. It was a mix today in Asia. European shares are edging lower. The floods in the Midwest have washed out about 4 million acres of farmland. That's expected to hurt the corn crop. Corn prices are now hovering near record highs. One Iowa senator is pushing to reclaim environmentally sensitive land for farming. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler explains.
The Conservation Reserve Program pays farmers to set aside environmentally vulnerable land, which is preserved as wildlife habitat.
It's had a significant economic benefit in the states like Iowa, where it is widely enjoyed by farmers because the program provides significant economic incentives to farmers to enroll.
That's Richard Wiles, executive director of the Environmental Working Group. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley wants farmers to plant protected land to offset the corn lost in the flood. Again, Richard Wiles.
The environmental impacts of this would be fairly severe, and the benefits in terms of increased corn production would be almost negligible.
He says lawmakers need to rethink how we use what we already have. A quarter of the U.S. crop goes to ethanol. Wiles suggests the federal ethanol mandate be suspended, freeing up more corn to be sold as food or feed for livestock. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Home Depot may be flipping a switch for some people when it comes to using compact fluorescent light bulbs. Later today, the retailer will announce a program to recycle CFLs. Each bulb contains a small amount of mercury, so you can't just throw them away. Home Depot plans to take back old CFLs at all of its stores. That's about 2,000 locations in the U.S.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by BrandWeek, the news organization dedicated to the information needs of strategic-minded marketing executives, with real-time coverage, now searchable at brandweek.com. And by Clarks & Potters, the splendid table's How to Eat Supper, the cookbook inspired by the radio program for people who love to eat, available now.
A lot of people are facing hard choices right now when it comes to what to spend money on. States are tightening their fiscal belts as they grapple with the nation's economic slowdown. As Danielle Carson reports, governments are making a lot of hard choices, too.
More than two dozen states are in the red because of soaring gas and food prices and a tanking housing market. It's wreaking havoc on the economy's biggest engine, consumer spending. And that's draining state coffers of precious income and sales tax revenue.
There's only a few choices states have at a time like this, and their goal is to choose the one that does the least harm.
Jared Bernstein is an economist with the Economic Policy Institute. He says states can shrink their budget deficits by cutting spending, dipping into reserves, or...
raising taxes is probably the least worst thing you could do. And if you structure your tax increases so that they don't tend to hit folks in, say, the bottom half or two-thirds of the income scale, that's the right way to do it.
Deficits are a bigger problem for states. Unlike the federal government, states are required to balance their budgets, and they'll do whatever it takes to stay in the black. California, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire are considering tax hikes. Maryland, New York, and Michigan have gone ahead and raised taxes. Maryland, for example, bumped up the tax rate for people in the upper income brackets and also increased the sales and corporate income taxes. State Treasurer Nancy Kopp.
No one likes to have their taxes increased. None of us do. But it was that or cut radically into schools, funding for libraries and health.
According to a study by the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, states are mostly relying on spending cuts to patch their budget holes. Co-author Iris Lav says health care and education are taking the biggest hits.
We have 14 states cutting funding for higher education, which means that's going to prevent middle-income people from access to higher education as the tuition goes up to make up for those cuts.
Lav says the fiscal crisis has yet to bottom out, and that could mean another round of spending cuts if states' budget coffers keep shrinking. But experts say don't expect tax hikes, at least until after the November election. In Washington, I'm Danielle Carson for Marketplace.
For more from the Morning Report, head over to marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.